Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Thank you. In the words of Stephen Hawking, the thing about smart people is that they seem like crazy people to dumb people. And in the words of Ralph Smart, we live in a world so fake, the truth actually scares people. If you are watching this video and your eyes are starting to open truth about what's really going on in the world and who runs the world and how this world operates, you're having your awakening. I'm here to remind you, deep divers, you're not crazy. You're just waking up. So celebrate and rejoice. Deep divers, breathe with me. You got to do better than that. Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Raising the frequency. Raising the vibration. Take that. Take that. Take that. Good ass energy I'm sending you. There's no place I'd rather be than with the birds, bees, leaves, and trees. Peace. Infinite waters. Infinite waters, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in the heart of nature. So, five signs you're not crazy, you're just waking up. I'm standing here in the heart of nature. Sometimes people pass by, they're like, who is that guy? Why is he saying, raising the frequency? He must be crazy. Like everyone else is rushing to work. He's just here living his best life so free. Ooh-wee. I'm not crazy. I'm just awake. And if you are someone who's been diving deep, awakening to your true power, your true strength, and you realize this whole world is a matrix. This whole world is a stage. And you've been lied to from birth. Crazy, you're just waking up. The actual term conspiracy theorist was created by the CIA to stop people coming out and speaking their truth. And right now with COVID, a pandemic, plandemic, whatever you want to call it, hey, that's your choice. With Russia and Ukraine, this war, even the Oscars, right? All of these events, a lot of people are waking up to say, oh my gosh, these are distractions because the true world is inside of me. We've got a whole lot to talk about, deep diving, and we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Now, have you ever woken up? Have you ever woken up deep diving with a strange feeling in your gut like something is not right about this world? And you've known it your whole life, like this is not how we are supposed to be living. We should be living like the cat down the road and Ralph Smart in the heart of nature, doing a little samba, baby. Okay, well, you're not crazy. You're just awake. You're just waking up, okay? So, the five signs. You are not crazy. You just woke up. Number one, you can see so clearly now. I can see clearly now the fear tactics used by the mainstream media, what they do to millions of people in a low frequency and vibration. You can see so clearly now how they use fear to control millions of people. However, you are not falling for it. Yes, you're not impressed by it. No.
So I was injured in a car accident a year ago, and I just got a check.
Royalty to everybody. I paused it because I wanted to point something out. Do you guys see how you can be in the flow of things and, you know, an ad will, you know, come and interrupt? You know what I'm saying? This is a program by design, guys, because they know between 5 and 10 seconds that something can distract you and take you off of your game and take you and break your focus, all right? So in your regular lives, you guys, be very mindful and be very aware of the little 5-second distractions, guys, because that is a science. The reason why YouTube has, you know, inserted the ads is to break your distraction, all right? So I do my best to try to, you know, help you guys refocus. But I want you all to be aware that this is a game that they play, and this is a tool that they use in order to throw you off of your game, okay? So do not be fooled, guys. All right, I just wanted to throw that in. Love, Ralph. Haven't played Ralph in a while, so we got Ralph today.
Pressed by it. No. And you're not being controlled by it. Congratulations. You see, the media never take a day off to spread fear, to make people afraid, to spread propaganda. I'm seeing it right now in these days and times. But if you can see through that, to say, oh, my gosh, I can see how they're doing it. You're not crazy. You're just awake. Congratulations. Because so many people are under the spell of the mainstream media. And the media actually emanates from ancient Greece. It's actually a Greek goddess, Medea. And one of her traits was to be cunning, deceive. And this is what the mainstream media are still doing till this day. Many people are under hypnosis, mass hypnosis, under the spell of the media. And how the media actually instills fear in other people, the color schemes, they use a lot of red, the words they use, it makes people very fearful. And fear is how they control you. But if you can see how they do it, say, oh my gosh, oh, I get it. Two asset management firms, BlackRock and Vanguard, control the whole entire media of the whole planet. Everything in the media is controlled and has an agenda, sure, that you don't wake up to your truth. Woof! If you can see that, you're not crazy. You're just waking up. Congratulations. The second sign, you're not crazy, you're just awake, is that you don't mind if you look crazy. There's a person walking by right now. You don't mind if you look crazy when you're speaking your truth? That's a sign you're not crazy. You're just awake. Because, you see, once you wake up, once your eyes are open to the greater truth, that we are so much more than we have been told and we have been lied to in this matrix, and it's all about getting out of this concrete jungle and immersing yourself in nature, sun gazing, getting that vitamin D, 7-day vegan challenge, eating to live. And you're like, hey, right now I'm this light worker, this chosen one. I came to spread the message. I don't care, crazy, because I know I'm not crazy. I'm just awake. You see, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. Mmm. What? Slow motion this side. Mmm. Go and check out that book, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. Also, shout out to everyone who's been getting the wonderful Good Ass Prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. So if you are speaking and proclaiming your truth and you're like, hey, I don't care if you think I'm crazy. I don't care if you gaslight me, because I know this is my truth, and I'm standing up for my truth. I'm standing up for my freedom. And it's so good to see so many people doing that. You have millions of people right now all around the world. They can see this BS for what it is. They can smell the BS from like a mile away, and they're not falling for it any longer. They realize they're a true, authentic, sovereign being, and they came here to live in love. And that's why I say, let love guide you, not fear.
Ready to own your own home, but struggling to qualify for a mortgage? We're Divi.
To live in love. And that's why I say, let love guide you, not fear. I've got people watching every single day. You look crazy. Hey, I'm doing a little something, baby. I'm speaking my truth. And if that's you, keep speaking your truth, because your voice can move mountains. The five signs, you're not crazy, you're just awake. You just woke up, Grace. You have no desire to be in the rat race. You see, the problem with the rat race is that when the race is finished, you're still a rat. I didn't come here to be a rat, let alone be in a rat race. Ain't nobody got time for that. I didn't come here to be in the conveyor belt lifestyle. I used to do that once upon a time, not anymore. I wake up every single day with a whole bunch of grapes in my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you are someone who's like, actually, no, I'm not going to subject myself to the corporate 9-to-5 slavery. Now, once again, if you are working somewhere and you love it, that's fantastic. But you see, so many people do not like the rat race, yet they subject themselves to that slave job every single day. They're not happy there. They're not free there. They gotta pretend when they go to work every single day, not me. And if that's you, if you are saying, actually, it's not about being in the rat race. It's about creating financial freedom, loving what you do every single day. You're not crazy. You're just awake. You see, when you realize every single day that it's a choice, it's a choice. You can choose to be in the rat race or have a job just over broke, or you can choose to create the life you've always wanted to create. You can choose to create financial freedom. So every single day, remind yourself, it's a choice. I hear a lot of people saying, hey, I've got to work this job. No, you don't. You can start your own business. You can thrive in abundance every single day. So if you have people who are telling you that's the only way, but you know in your heart, actually, there's another way, and I don't have to do what everyone else is doing on the planet in the rat race, congratulations. You're not crazy. You're just awake, okay? Abundance is our natural state. The five signs, you're not crazy. You're just awake. You realize that this is all an illusion. This is all moment, and therefore you just have fun because you realize you're a multidimensional being having a human experience. You are experiencing this life experience for a brief moment in time, and you are spirit in form. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, and if you know this, you're not crazy, you're just awake. Okay, so this is the sign. When you realize this, everything changes. Everything changes when you realize, actually, I'm not just this body. We aren't just material beings. We are also spiritual beings. And if you know this, like we're just stardust. The nitrogen in our DNA, the iron in our blood, the carbon in our apple pies were made from the interior of collapsing stars. Shout out to Carl Sagan. You're not crazy. You're just awake. And we are immortal. Energy can never die. It can only be transferred. So there's nothing to fear, not even death, because we are immortal. You're not crazy. You're just waking up. Oh, you like that? Yeah. The fifth sign, you're not crazy. You don't mind spending time alone. Oh, no. You love it. You would rather be alone. You would rather be alone deep diving. Is that you? Than follow the crowd going in the wrong direction? Because you're like, actually, when I'm alone, I can get some peace and quiet. Because you know, like, a lot of people in the crowd are brainwashed. They don't think for themselves. Monkey see, monkey do. And you're like, actually, I would rather be alone right now in my own company or with other like minds than be just in a crowd for the sake of being in a crowd. And that's a sign you're not crazy. You're just awake because so many people are brainwashed. Literally. Browsing on YouTube, the explore section. And I'm like, okay, what are the trending videos? And I see that it's all videos that are going to keep you distracted from who you really are. You know, back in the day, all my videos would get over 5 million views. But once again, they realized that this was inspiring so many people. They had to change the algorithm. Someone who's like, actually, I'm embracing me, my alone time and like minds, than just following the crowd because the crowd is the matrix. What? Slow motion this side. What did they say in the gladiator arena? Give the crowd wine and bread. Keep them entertained. Are you not entertained? And if you realize that inside of you is a whole universe, and so it's so magnificent, and you would rather explore it than following the brainwashed herd, the sheep who are fast asleep, and you're like, actually, I know inside of me is the real truth, and I want to explore it more. Well, you're not crazy. You're just awake, and that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep dives. I'm just, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Let's do it one more time. Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Bonus one, if you are someone who's like, actually, I don't want to stay at home in front of the computer. I would rather come into nature so I can heal myself. Breathe in that good ass prana. Do a little sound, baby. You're not crazy. You're just awake. Because so many people are in a prison, their bedroom. You are turning into an android, and you don't even know it. So if you are someone who's saying, actually, I've got to come into nature every single day, you're not crazy. You're just awake because we are nature. Oh, yeah. Deep dives, I love all of you. You want me to go live? Say, go live, Ralph. Peace. Infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well. Stay healthy. Peace. You. They tried to bury us deep divers. They forgot we were seeds. Leave a comment down below of love and appreciation. And let me know a sign that you're not crazy.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Shout out to Sylvia. That's our PR lady. I love our show commercial, guys. Shout out to Sylvia, you guys, with Sassy Girl Images. SassyGirlImages.com, guys. She got clothing. She does business logos, commercials, anything like that. Graphic design. Ooh, I forgot that. But contact Sylvia for any of that. Excuse me. All right, guys. Today, we are going to be talking about I was going to point something out, too. You know, when it comes to the mucus you hear, you know what I'm saying, that comes from not eating right. And I know that we are all on this wave. It's just on my mind just to say this, y'all. I know we are all on this wave. You know, everybody wants to eat healthy. Everybody wants to be healthy, healing, healthy. You know, sometimes it gets boring. But it is paramount, you guys. You know, for us to eat healthy, for us to eat healthier, let me just say that, because sometimes, you know, our body can start to shut down and start to deteriorate on the level. Do it how you do it is how I see it, but do it how, because I'm going to do it how I'm going to do it, you know, regardless of whatever the hell you got to say about it. But, you know, the thing, and I will take the risk of having to recycle back, you know, that's how much that, you know, no one can interfere with my journey that I'm on. But with that being said, guys, you know, it's very beautiful in the learning that you learn through your own processes, you guys, you know, through your own trial and error. You know what I'm saying? I was warned a long time ago not to eat, you know, to eat better. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes I know with Hurst Dirk, you guys know him from the show, it took him having like this real chronic, you know, severe, almost, you know, to death, to where he finally started eating correctly. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of you guys tell people to eat correctly and da 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 da, you know, this, but I think it's very important outside of selling agendas. And this is not to you, Eternal, by the way. This is to, you know, a few others that I see here out in this community, you know, that I respect, actually, you know, outside of agendas, guys, you know, the process, guys, the process is so important to talk about and teach about, you know, when it comes to the effectiveness of somebody getting the actual lesson that you guys want people to have. You know what I'm saying? You want people to have it so bad. But you don't want about don't teach about the processes that it took to get there. Now that, you guys, I think we underestimate how important that is. All right, so it was on my heart to share that part of it, guys. So with that being said, it's very important now that I eat healthy, or it can be very detrimental to my health. You know what I mean? So in transparency, guys, in my own learning, you know, it's beautiful, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I put myself here, right? So now I got to create myself out. And that's going to be beautiful, too. You know what I'm saying? So that's the beauty in discovery, guys. So there's a little lesson for you guys. Hope you guys got something out of that. Now, we're talking about Suntos just briefly, okay? This is only 6 minutes. This is going to kind of introduce our way into talking about astrology. Suntos is great. Eternal is great, too, when it comes to astrology. You know what I'm saying? And Eternal is going to, you know, lecture this. You know what I'm saying? He's going to break everything down for us. But I wanted Suntos, because Eternal, you sent me Suntos, and I wanted Suntos to kind of briefly, in only 6 minutes, to kind of, you know, to introduce you, Eternal. So this is Suntos. His name is Suntos. Last name is spelled B-O-N-A-C-C-I, and he's going to speak briefly on the 12 Zodiacs to introduce our show. All right.
And see, these are the four cards. So people born in those signs, they are the strongest. More force is in here. Force is in those signs. This is the kingly axis. This is the priestly axis. This is we being kings and priests, spirit and matter. Because Aries is Eos, the judge. Criticize, critique, judge, the ram. Firmicus Maternus, the Greeks call it the ram, because it judges. He judges between 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness. He is the judge of balance. And so she, Venus over here, in the scales of Libra, and the scales of balance. At the middle, at the very middle, it's a start at the middle of the ecliptic, balancing, you see. So this is spiritual. Fire, air, they're masculine. So this is ecclesiastical. Ptolemy says this is the ecclesiastical, religious, spiritual axis. And that's why if you think for a minute that Uranus is now in Aries and Pluto is in Capricorn, in the other, so and there's a square going on. We can, if we get a chance, we can talk about that. But what's happening is those two destroyers, Uranus and Pluto, in these two signs, the sheep and the goats, the solstice and the equinox, the ecclesiastical and the priest, is going to actually transform and destroy what you see out there in terms of spiritual institutions and the legal institution forever. Forever. Once these seven squares are finished, I think we're in the third or the fourth square. And the squares, very, very rare, long. The seven squares between planets is pretty much a record.
Time square now, it's the second square, I think it's called.
Yes. And it's very destructive, and Capricorn is the political. You'll see a lot of changes here with Pluto. Last time Pluto was in Capricorn, we had two revolutions, the French and the American. But these people that are born here have this thoughts. They are cardinal. They like to start things because this is where it started. Aries love starting things and not finishing them. These guys, the mutables, they finish. Mutable signs, they finish things. You see? And these guys, like Taurus, this is fixed. They change. So they, you know, they're in the middle. They hang on to things. And these guys start with a lot of thoughts. They really are good leaders in the community. You know, they're always, you can see the way they walk, these people. They're directional. The cardinal points of direction. Very strong and vital, these people. They have more energy. All things being equal, these Aries would actually be the strongest, according to Thomas H. Burgoyne. Fire, because fire is vital. And so you've got Cancer here and Libra over here. So your question was, how would you explain the difference between the cardinals and the, you know, the fixed people? You see the Taurians, the earth, solid, the Leos are also fixed. Leo is fire, you know, intense passion, fire, lion, Rory. You know, these people are, you know, all summer. It's all about summer. You know, they're very summery and golden. I find I love their energy. It's very light. It's golden. When these guys grow, they're very light. You know, it's like being next to, you know, light and people emanating a golden light. These guys are silver, really silvery. You know, I don't know whether you guys can see what I'm actually saying. I'm sure you can in your own special way, but I get silver from these people. It's beautiful, mother limits, you know. But see, this fire is different to this fire. This is cardinal fire. And so cardinal would be, you know, like a fire hose. You get a fire hose and it's got a very narrow exit point here. So the water is pressured and then it comes out really strong at the start. This would be cardinal. And then fixed would be when the water just goes around like this and it's, the water's still composed, that curve, but it's much more in abundance. So the fire here is much more in abundance. It's stronger in summer. It's midday. Well, midday's here, but 2 to 4 is sort of, you know, pretty much the close part of the day. So this is fixed. And then mutable, mutate, change, these people, that would be mutable, you know. So the water's breaking up because this is breaking up of the springtime. And so you can see in their natures, these people are mutable, more adaptable, more flexible, more changing. Geminians can be flippant, you know, with their minds, changing their mind, because it's mind, it's in their sign. Whereas Pisceans will change their emotions. You know. Two fish, mutable water. Water is emotion. astrology is based on the ecliptic. And when you study the wave and you look at the wave, all secrets will be revealed. This is where astrology comes from. It comes from this. It comes from these energies and light and how it, you know, how it works. Of course, Aryans have got, you know, so much vitality. I mean, the sun in the morning is, you know, 6 to 8 in the morning. This represents 6 to 8 every morning. Aryan energy is there every morning, regardless of what time the sun's in.
What can you buy with $1?
One of the things I would like to do is to focus on our time, this time, as evidence of the shift point in the halfway Earth evolution, of human evolution on Earth, in order to suggest that this is, we're sort of straddling the fence between the first half and the second half of evolution on Earth. In the first half, by and large, our primary task was to read the teleprompter, follow the cue cards of nature within which the blueprints of the gods were embedded with the help of some parental sovereign leaders. As a dreaming, sleeping, sub-sovereign group soul, children of humanity. This is all changing now with our enthusiasm and hubris of the rationalistic enlightenment period, which Goethe sort of disparagingly called a revolution in a piss pot, a revolution in a potty pen. Much ado about something, almost nothing. We started to presume or assume that with the full development of the intellect, we had everything we needed to qualify ourselves for the first time as junior or incipient.
Hold on, guys. I apologize. That was the end of that clip. It was only 6 minutes, guys. So that was the end of the clip. So thank you, guys. That was just short, you know, introduction to our podcast today, guys. All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and start, guys. Today we are going to be talking about today. Okay. Thank you guys for choosing to turn it. Thank you guys for tuning into Hands and Awareness. I'm your host, Haru. Today, guys, in Motivational Classroom, guys, we're going to be talking about the 12 zodiacs and their true meanings. I wanted to first do this.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right, guys. I'm on my couch today, guys. So that's why you probably see me stumbling and stalling, guys. Because I don't know. Every time when I lay down, you know, but I need to rest. You know what I mean? So anyway. Thank you, guys, tuning in to another podcast of Hanson Witness Radio. I'm your host, Haru. Today we're going to be talking about, the 12 zodiacs and their true meanings. Now, over time, guys, Eternal, you know, kind of mentions the zodiac signs, you know, what the Virgin Mary, you know, which I believe he believed her to be a Virgo, what that meant. We also did another podcast that was similar that I know a lot of you guys love because you was in the background, and we kind of introduced it a little bit in that podcast. But guys, I wanted to do a podcast, you know, for us to have, where Eternal is breaking down the 12 zodiacs explained. Now, guys, grab a pencil and a paper. I'm going to grab one, but I think I'm going to, I'm going to revisit this classroom and do it again for my personal notes. But grab a pencil, you guys, a pen and paper. You should always have that for classroom, guys, just in case you ever have to take notes. We're going to break this down and explain. So eternal peace and love to you, royalty unto you. How are you feeling this rising?
Greetings, greetings, bro. How you feeling? I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Greetings. I'm tired today, Eternal. My body is tired. Yeah.
Have you stretched?
I'm here. I got up, I stretched and all that. It's Eternal, and it's like the functionalities and things that I put in my body. Me. You know, so that's what the whole spiel was on the importance of my health and getting my health and turning my health around. So that explains why I'm tired. So it's me. It's self-created. I have to do discipline. So that's it.
Okay, so I would just say, you know, just like that, we have what today's life is showing us, like a forward and back. Like right now, I don't know if it was, it's kind of cold over there where you're at, but the weather we were just having was warm, and now it went back to being cold. Is that happening over there?
It is, yep.
So it's like we're getting the experience of the back and forth energy. Collectively, we see night and day, but not paying attention to night and day is a difference. Like every day we're doing something. However, it's the something every day. Like it's a guarantee,
yeah.
Bro. It's a guarantee you're not going to do the same thing you did last Friday.
Yep.
It's a guarantee. You'll say you're going to do it. You even give yourself a thought and promise or whatever you want to say. But then here comes that Thursday, you start to get that feeling. You're like, nah, I don't feel like doing that.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you just don't
absolutely.
Do it. Because
but,
greetings. Everything's great. Everything's great. Yeah, I'm great. I'm feeling great. I see that there's a new beginning again. We're all have to start a new beginning of ourselves. So to be in awareness of ourselves again is another adjustment. Stepping back into another left and a right foot, which one's bad, which one's good. Both, you got to use them, you know.
Yeah. The art, you know, guys, when we talk about knowing thyself, you know, this is it. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I'm transparent, guys. One thing I've known is for transparency, because it's there in telling people they have to know thyself. You know, we have to be an example of showing people our vulnerability. I'm talking on a public stage. You know what I'm saying? In times where we're vulnerable too, y'all. We're not just up here teaching. We're up here learning. We're up here vulnerable. We're up here making mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Just like the rest of you guys. You know, so it's my mission to, you know, for you all to know that we are vulnerable and we're students too, you guys. All right? And the health is one of my weak points, okay? So with that said, guys, I don't want to spend too much time talking about that, you guys. I want us to talk about these 12 zodiacs, Eternal, because I'm very excited about this. I know Virgo means something. Aries means something. I know each sign means something than just the energy station in which you were born from. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. All right. So, we have a book here from African Holistic Health. And it's my favorite page. Written by Nila Africa. If you have him as an author in your laboratory, I would call it in my vault instead of a library, because it tells a lie in the brary, a brer and the brer patch of the Ra or the Ray energy. We have to just be more concept connections. So now if you go into page 308, like we up here in church right quick, 308, there is what we call the African Holistic Zodiac Chart. And in there, you learn about the body. Now, okay, I'm going to each one that they have listed in here. Now, they're not in 1 through 12. However, greetings, how you doing? Darn it. So, I'm going to take a picture.
To let the audience know, guys, I'm gonna be putting every picture of the books and stuff in our Facebook group. So be sure that you're in our Facebook group, guys. Enhancing Awareness Radio Facebook group. Also, I'm going to be putting it on the main show in the imagery on the show. I'm going to be putting all the imagery Eternal is putting for this show on our main page on Enhancing Awareness Radio. All right, Eternal.
I'm going to just send it because I got a client just popped in the door.
Oh, okay. Okay, guys. So
but I'm
going to
send it right now to you so you can see it.
Okay, perfect.
I'm on mute for a second, but I'm coming back.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. All right, guys. So, again, we're going to be talking about the 12 Zodiacs, guys. Let me know when you're back. The 12 Zodiacs, guys. So, you know, guys, I always tell people, you know, we think, you know, we're Aries or we think that we're Gemini or we think that, you know, these are, I believe, star stations in which constellations in which we are born from or we incarnate to. You know what I'm saying? Sister Maya, guys, Sister Maya, go to YouTube, and again, guys, we do not depend on us to be your gurus, your savior hoes, and all that shit that y'all like to do and depend on people in the spiritual community. You know what I'm saying? We not that, all right? So we're going to give you the tools in which for you to research on your own, okay? So Sister Myra Moss, all right? So type in Sistar, S-I-S-T-A-R, Myra, M-Y-R-A, Moss, Astrology. All right, I got to get my cat my ear. She loves to lick my ear. Okay, so here's my ear, girl. Damn it. All right, Sister Myra Moss. Okay, honey. All right, girl. The one that I was telling you just now, Santos. So Santos, which is a clip of his, is in our show notes, guys. Okay, so check out those two for great astrology teachers. Okay, those are two good astrology teachers, guys. Please be sure that you're doing your own research. But each sign means something outside of you are just Sagittarius, so you're just, you know, Aries and all that. I'm rambling, guys, so we can about that sign, but so we can start the lecture, guys. But please note that you are more than just one zodiac sign, guys. In fact, you have a sun sign, a moon sign, and a rising sign. You know, your sun sign is the one you're born into. I think your moon sign, I feel, is the one that kind of balances you, and your rising sign is the one that kind of offsets that. You know what I'm saying? So Eternal's going to break that one down, too. Book. I am going to purchase this book, guys. This book is called The Book of the Beginning by Gerald Massey. Oh, shit. I'm buying this book this week. I heard Bobby Hemmings talk about that book many, many a time. So we are going to go ahead and start the lecture when Eternal gets back. Let's go ahead and find a song real quick while he is Eternal works while he's doing these. So we're going to go ahead and play a song. We'll be right back. Thank you. All right, guys. We're going to allow for Santos to lecture until eternal return. All right.
Now, I'm just going to read something really delicious from this book, Alvin Boyd Kuhn, and it's called The Tree of Knowledge. Magnificent.
Okay. Okay. All right, he's back, guys. All right, guys. All right, so thank you. All right, Eternal, the 12 Zodiacs and their true meaning.
Oh, that was getting juicy, bro. I was about to go in on this sister, but at the same time, she was like, she had to express herself on how she was here and don't know why she's here. And I'm like, you're supposed to be here. What do you mean? Like, you walking in here. You're 1,001. You're 1,001. You create us. I was like, you're the reason why I'm here. If I couldn't see me, myself being around you, how can you be around me? Then there's images. That's why we got to know, just like what we're getting ready to go into. All right, so I'm going back over here. All right, so. Okay. Whew. That was a little bit. All right. Body. Your body is connected to Aries, right? And Aries represents your pituitary, your eyes, your cerebrum, your nose. Now, this is on page 308. I love 308 because that's my number. All right. So, and then there's your music note. You have a D. A D with a, I don't know what a B means at the top. I guess it's bass or sharp. I don't know. Bass. But anyway, there's the color is red, and the zodiac house is the first house. This is basically what I was getting ready to show you about. There's this movie in Wonder Woman called Steppenwolf. Character named Steppenwolf. He was getting his tesseract, and the tesseract is basically a square, spheric energy. So, learning the zodiac signs will basically not only help you with the body, they'll help you learn the shapes. And so the shapes start with a square first. Aries represents the square. So that's like a cardinal way of thinking. Logical. And no wonder, because it's talking about what? The pituitary, the eyes, the cerebrum, and your nose. Well, the nose is really... It's ironic. The nose is actually connected to also Taurus and Scorpio. So we'll talk about that. Taurus is the second house, which is the color yellow. All right. So And this is from the neck, cerebellum, throat, the lower brain, and the thyroid. Now, notice if you have anything done in those body parts, realize what's been damaged also in your colors and also in your the actual zodiac. And so this music note is E, and that's also got a little D above it. I don't know what it is. If you let me know too, because I'm not into the music notes. I play the notes. I don't know what I'm reading, though. I know there's a there's like three different versions here. They got one as the letter by itself, and then they got the little number symbol above it. Just like we all said, we're not all teachers. We're facilitators. So I'm still learning as we're going. And I know somebody out there knows the musical notes. They'll be able to help me out on that. Because we all got different body parts we came from. And this is what makes sense of how we learn from it. All right. So anyway, I'm just keep going. Cause I'll die.
Okay.
All right. We got the heart. Leo is, well, first of all, what I'm going to do is, since they got it in all different orders, I'm going to go from 1 to 12, so that way you'll be in order, because it kind of messes me up when I'm reading it like that.
Yeah.
All right, so we went to
the first house, which is Aries.
Right.
The second house, which is Taurus. Wouldn't the third house be Gemini?
Okay, come on, bro. See, this is what I'm talking about. See,
all
if
right.
you know how to work it, you'll see it. Yeah, you see it come collectively and how the collective mind starts to work, not just us individual minds, because it takes more of us to know what we call universal conversation versus just my conversation or your conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay. So, Gemini is the third house. And so, like you said. All right. So, now you got arms, the fallopian tubes. What? And the thymus gland.
Oh.
So, now you went from thyroid to thymus gland. Thyroid gland, thymus gland. So, now you're really getting into the glands already just from, you know, coming out of the head. Being that these are body parts, Gemini is the musical note F with the number as the symbol above it, and it's violet as the third house. All right, so.
Okay.
Violet. So we're going from, now, did you notice the colors, how they switched? We went from red to yellow to violet.
Mm-hmm, to violet.
Mm-hmm. And now, all right, so red, the yellow, the violet. And so the real reason, though, why do you think that happened?
Root chakra, sacral, body, to like the crown. I'm learning. All right, so.
Okay. What about this, though?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you know your color scheme, right? This is where it throws off the pattern, right? Because you have the primary colors, secondary colors, you know what I mean, intermediate colors. All right, so let's just skip all that. Let's just look at it like this. These are elements, aren't they?
Right.
For Aries, or like a letter L for fire. And then you got Taurus, which is what?
The yellow, right? Bull.
Yeah, the yellow, but what's the element?
Earth, bull.
Okay, earth. Right. And so, ironic, it got the letter E for its musical note. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you put E for Taurus. All right, so now we're going into Gemini. Gemini is what element?
Gemini was the air.
All right. So now we got air for Gemini, which is the third house. So now we got fire, earth, air, and then we got the last one, which would be
water.
Fourth house. All right. So we're going to say rain. And so you use the R, and you got fear, fire, earth, air, rain. So symbolically, you can create your sigils. Like most people say, they got their own language. You have your own language, too. You just haven't built it up yet. So this is like why they give you Legos and you've been building it. Why they give you Transformers and you can, but you can't do it for yourself? Yeah, you can do it for yourself. This is where the keys come from, your breath, your chi. So, all right, so now you got your first fear, which is in your head. First section of fear, which we're going into fourth house, Cancer. And that represents your breast or chest, your veins. What? So now we're getting into your veins. How you feel? How you feel? What you feel? All right. And your arteries. All right. So now we're getting the red and the blue. Come on, Spider-Man.
All right.
So now in the stomach. The stomach is another connection. So thing about the stomach, well, we're going to say in the part of belly, because stomach really is supposed to be belly. All right. And the musical note is B with the number, again, that symbol. And the color is green.
Okay. And
right,
the color,
so,
wait a minute, you're on Cancer, right?
Yeah, it's on Cancer, fourth house.
Okay, green, okay.
So now, ironically, what do you think is the fifth house, first of all?
Leo.
Okay, Leo. Now, why'd you pick Leo?
Because that's the order in which I remember.
All right, cool. And the other thing helps you out is it's another fire.
Okay.
Now, why did I say that?
I'm not sure, but I'm listening.
All right, so there's a fire element for Leo, but there's also another fire element we already talked about. Which one was that?
That was Aries.
This is how you go into your past, and now you see your present. Your head is to be ahead of yourself. So now you're going into your heart. Your heart is where your heart is at. Your heart is what? Heaven, right? Heaven is in your heart.
Uh-huh.
So we learn all this from whether it was Christianity, Islam. It doesn't matter what language you learned. It's still there because it was given you in the sky, in the measurement, as a color. You know, so we're going into it. All right, Leo is your heart. It's the fifth house,
second
right?
Fire.
So your heart, yes, and your second fire. Your heart, your thymus, there go your thymus gland again. So now they're connected. Gland connected to what we were just talking about, Gemini. So now the fire and the Gemini get to learn each other. The fire and the air get to learn each other. See how that works? All right, so the heart and the thymus and the spleen.
Mhm.
And so Leo is the A with a number symbol. And so what color do you think Leo got?
Black? No.
Oh, come on. No, you can get the black.
You know what?
Cut the black.
All colors.
Black gave us all colors. What's that? Okay. So what?
Leo,
what's this color?
White.
White? No.
Something
white?
Bold.
Yeah, no, that takes away color.
Okay, I'm not sure with Leo. Go ahead.
Come on. I know you get this. Come on, man. We said primary and secondary colors.
Black is what
I want.
We
already did the primary. Wait, no, you can't do black. So you did primary already. We in secondary. So what's in the secondary?
All right.
You don't know the secondary color?
I don't, no. My primary colors, I don't eternal. I promise I'm a full student. I do not.
Oh, okay. All right. It's cool. Let's take us all back to the sessions. All right. So they put two colors together to make a second color, and that's how they call it secondary colors. That's why the whole thing was primary colors, because they felt like these colors were primary, and you didn't have to put nothing together to make them combinate, to make them, you know, what they are. When technically all the colors combinate, we just don't. This is what they did, confuse it. That's why it's confusing now. Primary, secondary, intermediate. And I was like, what is this talking about? But it's like three different versions of colors and how they intermix. So your brain intermix the same way, and that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to show you their trinity. They just couldn't tell you what they're doing. So in one way, I give you one thing, but then I'm not showing you what I'm doing. It's like a teacher that's teaching you, but not actually showing you the answers till you get the questions right. See what I'm saying? They're kind of like lead you into your own memory, but you actually got this memory because you was born a certain day. You came into this existence. You're going to know everything about it full teeth. But if not, they taught you not to learn it at all. So now it's like you got a map, but you don't know nothing about yourself. And you're learning about
that
everything else.
Do.
You learn about football games, learn about all this distraction, learn about Will Smith, everything you want to learn about on all these other people, just that you didn't know you could be a Will Smith. You're just a past Will Smith or a future Will Smith. You just didn't see it yet. You're still working on it. So now you're seeing The Rock or whoever's like, oh, he did a backflip. I want to be doing a backflip. But if you don't realize, he's probably younger than you. He didn't realize that. So you're looking at him like, oh, man. You know, he's an old man. He learned it through training. You're present. That's the whole idea. So this has all been like, right now we time traveling because I'm speaking to her. And that's how we realize how time traveling really works. No one told us that we can time travel. When you sun gaze and doing all of that, that's time traveling. You ain't got to actually go anywhere to time travel. We think we got to go somewhere to time travel. That's why we can't wait to get out the doors. But yet, when you get out the doors, what are you going to do? You don't even know. So now you got to spend money to do it. Are you serious? When you know that your currency, first of all, do you know how to reproduce something so that you can get money? If not, you're like a little child walking around doing little childish stuff, and you're expecting everybody else to feed you while you're still doing childish stuff. We can't keep doing this. We'll be looking at an oxymoron to ourselves. You have the fifth, you're now in the fifth house right now, Leo. That means you got to now start picking up your actions. Not just saying, I'm not going to do it. You got to figure out how I'm going to do it. What I'm going to do, got to survive, got to figure it out. So Leo being the fifth house. All right. So when I get done with this, we can go into all the mantras for it. All right. So now we got sixth house. Sixth house would be Virgo. Virgo is the sixth house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even go into it. Leo is orange. I was so into wrapped up into it.
Orange.
So now you
okay.
know that, yeah. The reason why Leo was orange, because Aries is red. So just think about how the fire goes. We're going from red to orange, you know. And then there's this yellow in between it. And that's where Taurus is basically having that energy, the earth. So keeping it, you know, all on different molecular structures, they do have separation, yet they're working together. So it's like, I don't like you, but I still work with you. That's how certain people end up being, right?
mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. So we got,
you
we
know,
got six, Virgo.
Before you move on, I noticed that that is how the Aries and the Leo, they do those very things as far as, like, teaching you without teaching you. You know what I mean? They do that.
Yeah. And it becomes that detrimental that you look at the horns. Not all the horns are the same. Taurus has horns. Aries has horns. You know what I mean? So now going from one to a two to a three to a four and then a five of people, you might have all of them in the room. And there are these five different people still got these different vibrations on you, but you not knowing you're getting beat up by these zodiacs because they're more aware of it. So it's like saying this. You walked in a room and they got special superhuman powers and you walking around with no powers at all. And yeah, you got power, you just dormant. You just walking in, you got everything just like and you just hey, what the Christ, what you doing? You're like a psychic telekinesis. Damn, oh, somebody hit me. Yeah. Me. You're like, oh, how'd you do that? If you look at little Nikki, I was really re-emulating that so much that, you know, because my sister's name was Nicole, and she liked to call herself Nikki. And I was like, isn't that about a blip? So everywhere I go, I'm still running into the devil. And it's like, Samuel, that's my father's name. What the? So you're telling me I've been connected with Satan? Like, how you do this in the Bible? How you put me in the Bible? I dang it. So it's like you can't run out of this. It's like your life is something you just didn't know significantly you're a part of. I'm part of Shut and Sam. My sister named Chante, who's called Nikki. And my other sister named Samantha, who she decided to call herself Sam. I'm like, look at how this works. I'm in between them. So I'm Shazam. How this works. But then it's a lightning bolt to make the Z in Shazam versus the S. Yeah, I came from Germany. That's a lightning bolt. Man, what is going on? And then it's black lightning. Hold on. That's still German. So you telling me I'm looking at all these things that are still coming out of what I am while I'm saying, wait a minute, I like this. Everybody has some kind of attraction to their zodiac sign, and you're not knowing what it's about. So it's not just your one zodiac. You're the whole zodiac. That's like all 12 plus you. Then you say you're connected. If not, you say, oh, I love my sign. That's like saying you love to put love on your chest, but you don't know the rest of the other bodies, parts you could be connected to while you're saying love the whole day. While everybody walking around, and they see you with that love sign on you, then it kick you in the leg. You're like, wait a minute, why you kick me? Because you don't protect that part. You all in love on your chest. Oh, you want to put love all over the place. That ain't going to work either. Because you put love over here where the water and the fire and the earth is different, you're going to be like, dang, I need to hide some of this love. Yeah, uh-huh. You're too much lovable. Yeah. Mm. Like, that's called clingy. These all kind of energy we didn't realize static shock can do to us. We're in a world that where people take advantage of the energy or don't fix their energies, and now they take advantage of that. You're like, okay, wait a minute. Slow down. You got to slow down. You can't keep going fast in everything. Everything's not for fast forwarding. Some things you do got to step back in order to move forward. Yeah, that's why it's called past. Look at people, what they've done in their past, respect them for what they've done, and move on. But if not, move on. You can't just stay stuck. The earth don't do that. Look at these trees. They grow on their stuff right back. But it's not the same thing. It's different. So it don't stop. Anyway, I'm going back over here. I digress. Virgo. Virgo okay. represents the intestines, the liver, the pancreas, the lower abdomen.
Okay.
And the color is violet.
Violet? Like Gemini?
Yeah. Come on now. Oh. That's where you see the connection. 3-6. Come on. 3-6. They're doing the
okay.
vibration in the music, man. All right. So that's
okay.
the second earth. So just think about the second earth. You know what I mean? Taurus going from yellow, and then you go on to purple, that violet. Man, that's some good little, you know what I mean? You have an intermix of thought. Like, when you wear these colors, you're actually using these zodiac signs, too. So it's not like you got to walk around not knowing nothing about nothing. You can actually learn a whole bunch, all 12. All right, anyway, let me keep moving. Stop. We don't get to the point. All right, so seventh house is Libra. And they are the kidneys.
Okay.
The adrenal
air.
And the bladder.
Okay.
Yes, they're the air.
The second
I meant
air.
To go there. I'm glad you said that.
Is that
yep.
the second air?
Second
okay.
air.
That's the third air. Is that the second air? Okay. Gemini is the first air?
Yeah, Gemini is the first one. That's why Gemini is used through drama and comedy. First thing in you, what you hear out of your ear. Because let's see, where's going Gemini? Gemini is up there somewhere. Just, okay. Yeah, it didn't say ear, but his ear up there is supposed to be up there as well. So the neurological system. When you're connected to Gemini, that's why you're able to hear it from the Mercury or the gods of the Mercury. That's what it is about the planet. These names are, you know, they might be Greek. However, we wrote the Greek before they did. So if anything, it was chicken scratch before they even learned how to write any of these letters or words. That's why we shouldn't give so much of a domineering over our words yet until we figure out how we can use these words. You wouldn't get rid of something that you didn't get to learn, would you? Or you would just get rid of it because you didn't learn it yet. That sounds like fear. You know what I mean? And so much of what the ignorance does is causing us to sin ourselves on our ignorance. Of saying, oh, get rid of this. You didn't even look at it to see what is it that you're getting rid of. Because I know we can't hold on to everything. I get that. However, there's certain things that it will probably be liable that you hold on to that detrimental book versus that book that talked about today's cake that tasted good today. You got information and you got culture. All right. I'm going. All right, so... Seven, what was that saying? Is
you were saying Virgo,
the,
no,
Libra, which is the yellow
yeah.
color.
Yellow, okay.
So it's also yellow with Taurus. So both of them kind of riding off the same vibe.
Yeah, right, that makes
it's
sense.
D. It's the actual D, D note. So it doesn't have anything next to it, just letter D. And we already said it's an air sign, right? So if you notice with seven, this is the second air sign. Gemini being where at your head, giving you energy, and then you're going to feel something at your belly from your stomach, because that's really what cancer, from cancer to Virgo, you're going to have an energy going on with Leo. You know, climbing things up. Now seven, inflation to the body, seven going back to heaven, not being in hell in thought. So Hellenistic, helmet, that's what I was saying about Mary being six, Virgo. All this makes sense if you look at it. Virgo, virgin, version, all that comes out of the six. So now seven going back into heaven, you connect to the yellow to where the earth is, Taurus, you're connecting to that yellow. That's why Moses went up there. You know, it's a whole bunch of what we could go into. Anyway, I'm going to go on out of there. Eighth house, because there's a rabbit hole around here. Eighth house is the zodiac of Scorpio. And so Scorpio is, okay, wait a minute, let me go back. Libra is the square. So now square is the symbolic connection to Aries. Aries is a square. Libra is a square. So that's how you get the mother and the father, or mother and the son connection. Because, you know, they might have gave you Heru or Horus, but they was also saying Asar Heru, which was father into Horus. So he had, like, father ability as a child. Not saying that there was an incest thing. It was just saying that mother, then child, which, you know, if anything, it had to be masculine. So they gave out man first, Adam. And so now he has this discovery. As the mother talks to him, connects to him, there's this other connection of him having the other connection of the other hers coming around. But they didn't really want to tell you these are everybody different ones. So they had to only tell you one specific story. And that was why we talked about the tree of life. All right, so this Scorpio is like a king or a queen. That's why there's this whole connection going back down, coming back up thing. The gonads, the rectum.
The genital. Okay. Makes sense.
And so what color do you think that one is?
Ooh, I want to say green.
What color do you think it is? Well, it's red.
Red. Okay, but that's not the second fire, but Aries and Scorpio go hand in hand.
So this is why you see superheroes wearing this red in specific spots. It's not going to be all over the place, but it's going to be in specific spots. You know, so they it's like if we didn't know this, they know it. And so they use Aries, right? And they use Scorpio. They both use red. So they'll be in favor of whatever movie that is. They don't even know why they're favoring that movie. See what I'm saying? Okay, so now that's the eighth house. And Scorpio represents the element of rain. So air was Libra. And brain ended up being Scorpio. So now that's the second water to Cancer, right? So now we are on to the third body. The first and second body has already been completed. Now we're going into the third body, even though we were already talking about parts in the third body. What would be the ninth house?
Scorpio, Sagittarius.
There you go, because it brings that fire into Sagittarius to bring it out. So now the pit, and that's your fire. There's your fire right there. And what color do you think that one is?
Oh, Sag. That has to be something
in the line.
What color?
I said we're talking about fire too now.
That's what I'm saying, but you know what? I want to say violet for them as well, but violet,
orange. What
you say?
Okay, purple. It's
there
purple.
We go. Something purple.
There you go.
All right.
You're there. So it's purple. And so the note is F. Oh, wait. I didn't do Scorpio. Scorpio note is E. I apologize. Scorpio note
okay.
is
you
E.
You read from Joe.
They do Libra. Libra note is
right?
D. Say again.
Are you in Gerald Massey's book? What book are you in?
Oh, I'm in the African Holistic Leela Africa, page 308.
Are you serious? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. I gave this book to my son.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yo, jump into this. And this is how he start eating vegetarian and learning more about that. And, you know, because even for myself, I look at it like eating heated food is also messing me up. So I got to still learn some other stuff. It ain't over. You know what I mean? All right. Sagittarius is the sciatic nerve. The thigh. the hips, the buttocks. So, again, this is the part of you connecting from Gemini, the air, to that fire. That's oppositions. And you start seeing this playing in this oppositions, like when the Libra start to play its opposition, because that's when the seventh house was open, it became something at the bottom that can go up the top. But it ain't really at the bottom. It's in the middle going up to the top, right? And now we get oppositional body parts to where most of our life from, let's say, the fifth house, Leo, like Hercules, that's the example why we hear the stories being put in front of us. And now we're finding out, oh, why I like Hercules? Because you're a Leo. You're like, oh, why I like Thor? Because that's Taurus. Oh, why I like Thor and it's a woman? Well, then that's Wonder Woman. There's so many things that they're putting in front of us that we wouldn't see it, that they're using not only the colors, they're using, you know, your zodiac. They're using your shapes, all right? So speaking on that, we know the Libra is the square. That's why I was saying how it matched back up. So now we're going into Scorpio, which is the triangle. So now a triangle matching Taurus, which is a triangle. I don't think I mentioned that earlier either. If I said square, triangle, the next thing is what? There's only three shapes that were coming.
Oh, rectangle?
No. It's curved. There's only three primary shapes that we use to define how to draw with art and everything.
Okay.
It's on your PlayStation. You play PlayStation, haven't you?
Square, circle.
There you go. Square, triangle, and circle. It's always been a trinity for us to learn from. So your square starts you from your head, right? Your triangle starts you from your heart. Now we into Sagittarius. What shape would that be? A circle.
This
is how you learn not only the shapes that you run into who you are, you learn the pattern of how you've been talking, how this stuff works in your body, how the colors work in your mind, how the color pattern helps you when you wear it or somebody's wearing it in front of you, you know, if you want to do business, that kind of thing. This is how it all works out. All right, so now Sagittarius, sciatic nerve, you know, we went through all of that purple. Your musical note is F.
F.
Do you remember what I put for the music note on Virgo? It's not. I'm going to just say it.
No, I'm sorry. I walked away. What was that?
For Virgo, what do you remember the musical note? Did you write that down?
I wasn't paying attention to the musical note part of it. And I said I was going to come back. I'm not writing anything.
Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and give that to you again. Virgo is C because I don't know if I went past it. I don't know if you remember that. All right, so.
I don't remember you saying that.
Okay.
We got it.
All right, so Taurus was 9. Now we're going into 10. That's Capricorn. Capricorn is the knees, the bones, the teeth, the 10th house. The color is blue. Music note
is blue. Okay.
And so if you notice how it says the bones, the teeth, and the knees, that's why kneecap, Capricorn, all that's connected. You wear a head cap on your head. So this is the last connection to your bones as a structure to your cells. Your cells are connected to your cerebellum. But your cells are connected to your skin, and your skin is connected to the inside coming out, and that will be Cancer. So that's why they're on oppositions. So your body, from your feelings, your nerves, and your arteries, your veins, your arteries, are all coming to your bone filling. That's why they're that connected. That's why you say, oh, I can see how a Cancer could be with a Capricorn. Or you, I can't see why they don't rock. But it's because they didn't learn their zodiac, and then they didn't learn that is what I was showing you was a picture. There's astrology is the clock of destiny. And in the clock of destiny, did I send it to you already?
Yeah, I sent it to you already.
Mm-hmm. It's basically showing you, it's showing of a man or a woman, whatever, but it's being with their hand, with their toes touching their head, right? That's very symbolic because it's showing you how it's going around us and we wouldn't see it. So from the left side to the right is going from Aries to Taurus, and then Taurus to Gemini, Gemini to Cancer, and Cancer to Leo, all right? So, but the way it's going, it's not going like a clock would. It's going the opposition of the clock. So now it's going from like as if it's going down under the ground and then coming up out of the ground. But by the time it comes up out of the ground, it's at the sixth house. That's why this is important. We don't learn about the sixth house of Virgo, like they say, I'm burying him 6 feet deep. See, when you're doing all that, you're talking about this whole under of the earth. Before you come out of the spiritual, you got, before you even have a body, you got to go into a spiritual connection to even have a body. Mm-hmm. So that's why all this is important about how the 9 months of birth is important. The birth, this is a bend, it's a benu. This man is bending, or body is bending, so it could get into the new of itself. Now it's going to renew itself, but it got to come through a new self. That's why you become a being of yourself. But you got to have a hue of yourself. You got to have all these color complexional connections to realize how you are on this circle. And it's not just a circle. It's a triangle. It's a square. And that's how people started to rule. They ruled with squares and triangles. They didn't just forget the circle because we're already in the circle. As long as I got people that's rocking with me, they're going to be in my circle. Ones who ain't, well, they just ain't. And so that's how you find out your triangle and your squares. Triangle represents fixed, and the square represents logical. Yet the circle represents mutable. So I can go either way. That's why when you see people who got good guys and bad guys, they have somebody up there that's a spy, and they'll be like, I don't know, he's a good guy, he's a bad guy. He's on the bad side right now, but he's switching up. He's going to switch up. And then you'd be like, oh, that's a Benedict Arnold. Well, this is what our zodiacs do, and this is what the earth does to us. And so because it goes back and forth, you got to be realizing, even in those who do bad things and switch to doing a good thing, do good things and switch to do a bad thing, are they still that same being? It don't matter if they're doing good or bad. Are they learning from it? If not, then that's when you do got to walk away and don't learn yourself. Sometimes it's not good to just learn one thing and say, this is one way of learning. That's the best way I know it. All right, fine. If that's the best way you know, then keep on going. But if not, I can't be around you. You guys learn for yourself like I'm learning. Like, this is all is a crash course. There's no manual to it. But, yeah, at the same time, you do got a couple little guys to work with. And so we're on the 10th house, right? We went from Capricorn, which is that's why they use it all the time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Yeah, so they're using your blue. The color is blue. They're using your blue color. Now, just like I would say Aries, red, Capricorn, blue. Or they could be using Scorpio against you, against the blue. So that's why the heads would be bumping. And, you know, Capricorn represents the horn. All right? And Capricorn represents the element as earth. So this would be the last earth.
Structure, too.
And what but opposition of Scorpio is Taurus, you know, the earth sign. What did you say?
I said structure too, right? Don't they represent the structure?
Yes, structure. Well, yeah, we're going to go into that. I'm going to go ahead and get the 11th and 12th house, then we're going to the mantras. Aquarius is the 11th house. 10 to 11th house is Aquarius. Wait, I messed up. Capricorn is G. G is the musical note.
Okay.
All right, so we also have now Aquarius, which is Parathyroid, That's both of them, not one, but how they work and how they before come out. So this is before knowing stuff. Lower leg, right? So this connected to your Capricorn too. So they both working in hand and foot, almost connected hand concept. Okay. Colon and your ankles. So this is also a part of Scorpio. So you can't just Scorpio do it alone. You need some air down there. So the ankles also, because feet can't do it without the body help, but the ankles is there to need sort of flexibility. So that's where indigo comes from as the color. And this
indigo.
Air is
all
a
right.
Triangle. Yep. Yeah. The
air
indigo
is a
triangle.
Looks like a blue.
Okay. Yes. Yep. Coming back into that bluish crimson guard color. And the 12th house is Pisces, which is the circle, water, the rain, indigo again. But it's supposed to be a darker indigo, so I don't know. In 12th house, Pisces.
The 12th house, okay.
And the musical note is B.
B.
The letter B. As in banana, big person.
Yeah.
All right, so feet, circulation, and the pineal gland. All right, so now that you have these body parts, there's a reason why all these body parts work and function as they do. This is why they've been also called the gods or the goddesses. Now, I didn't have my other sheet with me, which would have helped me break that down too. But it will show you basically there's a pattern that we've basically been rocking off of. So there's planets that's aligned along with this, you know. And then if you look at it from when I was saying, remember I said Aries is going from down, going all the way up to Virgo, it become a point where your body, your stomach is at the down part coming up to Aries. Well, no, your head is going down to Virgo, right? And so by the time you eat whatever you're eating, is it at 6 o'clock? Is it not? You know what I mean? And if not, was it before that? Was it at 3 o'clock when you look at the regular schedule? And then come back and do the astrology destiny clock and look at it and say, oh, wait a minute. I was eating at 3, so I was eating actually in Libra, in my air sign. So now I got to realize, is my patterns of how I'm eating basically in this contract that you basically signed yourself to a long time ago? That's why the perpetual calendar is important, too. You can learn what vibration, vibratorial number you basically rock off of so much that you're unaware of it. And so this actually can favor you. This book that I took a picture of is called The A to Z Horoscope Maker and Delineator. It's written by Linnean George. All right. So it's a textbook on the astrology. Now, this book basically helps you find out, what's your sign, right? What's the name that you deal with as far as a water, animal totem? Now, the thing is, westernized put animal totems from a thought, but it's not the Indian totems. So there's still more totems out there. This is not the only totem. They got more totems than them. So, but what they wanted to do was familiarize you so they could be reminded without messing themselves up and tell you not to go look into it. So that way you avoid it while it's still out there. Now it's to a point where they're forgetting. And now we have no choice but to pick up these pieces before it's thrown away, because they don't even remember what they was holding on for so long. They forgot. So now there's a purpose of them throwing the book away and with the amnesia, Rip Van Winkle mentality, because of eating the meat and all of these things, it does cause us to lose memory. So that's why it's important to be less on the meat. It's a side effect. It has us go backwards instead of going forward. Now, if we can just grab books like this, just put it in your vault. So when those times happen and you're like, up, down, sit down time, go in your vault. That's why it's a vault in the first place. It's where Freemasons and all that, the Masons, they came up with the names of these vaults on a ritual type, the combination, everything, because it was, this was their timekeeper. This kept them knowing the time. So you're able to be at least helpful for yourself when you lose memory. How do you get it back? How do you not only get it back, know where to store it at, so that when you have to hit this, it's called a key for a reason. Your breathing techniques come from these planets. So each breath, like the fire, like the air, like the earth and the rain, we're a part of these elements. When you light a fire, it's not one zodiac is in there. There's multiple zodiac. I mean, yeah, there's multiple zodiacs in there, and there's also multiple elements helping that zodiac, these zodiacs work for fire. So there's levels to that fire. And when we're speaking like this, your intelligence as well as your imagination starts to increase. Now, if you don't start speaking like this, this is why it also decreases. So that's why it's important to start saying, you know what, I need to train my brain on the stuff that I like to pay attention to instead of the stuff that's dumbed down, don't make no sense, and why am I still looking at it moment? And then somebody asks me, and then I'll be like, I don't know, and you still start to still look at it. This is where we lose our mind so much, because it's harder to find your mind in anything, yet your mind is in everything. So now it's just the idea, did you ignore what you was looking at when you first came into the womb? When you came in the womb to come out of the womb, maybe you've forgotten. And so you've been forgotten about all these things that's in front of us. And that's why these are those things that have been put there, so they can say, hey, from a historical point of view, you might want to pay more attention to this. And so they might have put it into your face 1,000 to 3,000 or a billion years back time. And it's only up to you to say, okay, wait a minute. Now you start looking at it. All right, so now let's go into this. Aries. Aries represents who you are, but you got to state who you are. So because of the 9 months birth and then 10 coming into the earth, that's why the ball got dropped, like ball droppings like Easter and Esther. We done had an historic event, but it's an Asher and Ashtaroth. The Ashtaroth or Ashtaroth or Asherah, Asherah is coming, a she and a he, her, ra. Well, we're seeing the he is really he or yeah. This is where we get Yahweh, Yahweh, Ayah, all these connections. We're connected to Ayah or Yah because Yah or I or A is backwards. Might have used the word backwards. And so that's what gave it more formity to do it backwards instead of forward. If I could put my butt on my head, then I could be a butthead. And so we saw Beavis and Butthead. Beav represents a beaver, but a beav is. See how they use words? The word's been put there, yet to either put us in a lower vibration or a higher vibration. So Aries, arise, Aries, same letters, just move it around. Aries represents I am. That's why when you go to court, you say, is such and such present? They'd be like, I am. You're like, okay, what is going on here? Taurus, I have. See, in order for you to be I am of something, now you got to have it. But now, how would you know that you have it? Okay. If you're Gemini, your air sign, I think. And it's not just I think, though. See, what goes on in the wordplay, when we wrote down in these books, it stopped at a certain point. We're the one to carry on the light to go further than this, right? So into I think is a process. Because thinking is is inside. So now, I thought also. Because when you think, you also thought. Thought becomes past. But now, how do you use it is becoming how it becomes present, the action. And the action basically comes from Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I feel.
Okay.
But you're not going to really do it yet because that's in your imagination. So your action is getting ready to come out. Fully there yet, but because it's the second square. See, the first square happened to be the Aries, how you logically was thinking it. Now here comes the other political answer to Cancer. I feel. So now, Leo, I will. Now it's the circle, but it's not the circle that we're thinking. The circle of life, not the circle made as a shape, because it's a triangle that Leo is created through. And this will be what? The second triangle. That's why Taurus and Leo can rock together. Taurus got the horns, being of the earth, and Leo can, you know what I mean, roam around on it. So now, as Leo being a lion, he can roar on it. This is why Leo can work with that fixed energy, both on a fixed energy. I will, Virgo, I analyze. Virgo got to analyze these things. Analyze it to see what's the better out of it, or this might be the worst of it. But this is your gut instinct. This is what the belly coming out the belly is, because the beast coming out the belly. That's what they say, from belly to the beast, or beast to the belly aspect. But this is why we saw the movie Belly, and then we see, you know, DMX with the, you know, the dog and women and things of that nature. So we got to know what Virgo or Virgin, all right? So that's the I analyze. And so after Virgo being 6, 7 is I balance. Now, how do you balance? Most people say, I want justice. No, you're not getting justice. You're getting my eye. That's what our balance represents, my eye. It doesn't represent justice. Justice, anybody can get justice. I'm not saying it's fair justice. That's what makes it still stuck. So when you want my eye is what balance is. So these I am, you can say I am, all of these, any of these mantras while you're in the mirror 3 times, whatever you want to do. This is your energy connection. You don't even got to say it out loud. You say it inside your head. It's the idea that you're giving yourself these confirmational concepts to yourself. You got to build yourself up. Nobody going to build you up. I don't know. What are you waiting on? That's called weight. So if you so much weight, you heavy. Nobody going to pick you up because you heavy. I put my hand down, but if I put my hand down so you can bring my whole body down with you, I'm going to take my hand back. I don't need that. This is why it's learning how. Are you a connection to yourself? From a 6 to a 7, you're in the 7. 7 is your Libra sign, you know, your heaven sign. So that's why you become the Ma'at, the snake. You saw from belly down to belly up. So now the snake has to go through depths to learn their life. So now from I balance to 8, I relate. Scorpio. I relate. Scorpio got to relate to what's going on, not just desire it. Desire can kill you so much that it'll hold you so tight like a boa constrictor and squeeze life out of you. So Scorpio, hard shell, soft body in the inside, you don't want to do too much because you're working with 2 different items here. But you got to know what you're working with because it could be great. It could be great. You just got to know how to work it.
That's when you're in that ability. As I navigate this life, I now understand that this is an important classroom, like one of the most important to know in order to know the totality, we must understand this topic. That's all I'm saying.
You can't go outside if you ain't work on your inside, period. The house ain't clean because you ain't cleaning inside. You got to clean the inside before you go out. So learning how to talk to people. You can't say, I don't like Scorpio, or I don't like Aquarius, you know. All right, so Scorpio is I relate. 9 is Sagittarius, which is I see. They see with an intellectual from intuitive. So that's why they got to actually have to be the hands-on work. Get them something telekinesis type level where they can put their hands on it, now they can work the action out. So might be a stage performer, that kind of thing. Which, again, they're the circle. I don't know if I brought that up. So they're the circle. And the circle, which is mutual, that's how they're able to do a lot of Sagittarius.
Okay. So,
Sagittarius is the mantra, I see.
Okay.
10 is Capricorn. Which is I structure. So this is what you were saying earlier about structure. They're the structure house. They give you you know, from structure, what is it, basically what it is from the square. So all this is coming out logical, you know, that comes from that. All right. So, and that's the last, you know, earth. So you got the last earth, and here comes the last air, Aquarius. Aquarius is the triangle, last triangle, too. So you look at how that sticks. The last connection of your air, that is spear. That's why it took them out. The arrow took them out. Achilles, you know, that kind of concept. But the air, this one, represents I know as a mantra. I know. Now, the only problem would be that they would know so much that they don't want to know nothing else. And so now they could sit away from everybody. And that's what does isolate us a lot. When people will say, oh, you know so much, then they don't want to be around you. And then there's certain things that you do know so much that you don't want to tell them because it's going to cause this conflict. That's why Aquarius is the Aquarius is the last airbender. When you see Avatar, you would know what's going on by learning these elements first before looking at that, because now you know what the elements represent. Avatar is not just airbending, he does all the elements, but it's a requirement of those elements. The 12th house is Pisces, which is I be. Now, of course, they wrote I believe, but in order for you to even believe, you got to be it. So that's what makes Pisces get a bad rep, just like Gemini gets a bad rep. The last house and the first house of certain zodiacs do get bad reps. And so it's just a matter of time of you learning your concepts. What is your concept to you and how you're living, your purpose behind things. The more you get into it, the more you see it. That's why the zodiacs are important. Once you learn that, that's how the body becomes a structure. That's how you start to say, okay, if the moon is moving this way and the sun is like this, are we in the month of Taurus season, right? It's getting ready to come. We're in the month of Taurus season, right? That mm-hmm. going to have to let me know when this moon get over my head and it's going to be in Scorpio, I'm at the strongest of that Scorpio season. That's how you start to know stuff. Like, okay, Libra, we just coming out of it. Yeah, at the same time, I mean, Aries, we were coming out of it. But Libra, moon happened to be above our head. When it hit that point, that's where every one of those zodiacs on the opposition, both ends, get to have something going on for them. But they might be unaware of it. So they've been walking around aimlessly, remembering of a past that they're not putting into their present that could be presentable better. If you never took the time to look at yourself, we can't even go into what's cosmic astrology, because the cosmic astrology, that's going past the astrology the part. When we talk about cosmic, that's saying like both sides. So now I'm talking about year of the dragon, year of the rat, or year of the monkey. That's why George, when I was talking about George, all this line up, we got King George over here ruling this area. And we wouldn't even know if this has a Eastern astrology mean that we are those people. We are those people, and we're speaking through an astrology sign. When we're speaking through names, it might be an astrology of that name. It might be the real reason why most people have their name is because they have a nomenclature over themselves. So that expresses what they do, how they're doing. They're a frequency. So you're like a moving, as soon as you get up, recharging battery for the earth. And your mission is to do what your frequency told you to be doing. And since you're off track, it's going to keep retracking you till you get it right. And then when you're like, oh, I'm depleted, well, I don't die, and we're going to reset you again in another body since you don't want to listen.
Yeah.
And then I could limit you. I could maim you. I could take your legs out. I can make your arms depleted because you didn't listen the first time, and I was sending you out there to full-heartedly do this one mission. You just still want to be pig-headed. That's why we've been eating the pig. Why are we even eating the pig? The pig is getting rid of the waste. That's like eating a vulture. Why would you want to eat a vulture? The vulture is getting rid of the bacteria on the earth. So if you're getting rid of something to only eat it, to realize what you ate, It's not be good. Now it's not gonna be good for you. Why did you eat it again? Oh, you was hungry. Oh, okay. Well, you got the side effects from your hungerness. Shoot, I just did. I had the experience flushing the toilet. Now I know it's like too much TMI, but I flushed the toilet, bro, and it didn't go down. I was like, oh snap! And I'm like, what did I do? I didn't even put the tissue in the junk yet. So I'm like, well, wait, I don't got a plunger. What am I gonna do? And I was like, man, why is it that much? But I realized we eat so much that it can take a hole and stop the hole up even. That's how much food you can end up ingesting. And, I mean, putting into your ingestion of your thoughts, just the same. And now it's so heavy. And when it goes down into a tunnel, it got to go the way it need to go. But if you ate so much, it can't flow. It just it stays stuck, stagnant. And that's when you got to realize, oh, I need to be drinking more, liquid more, you know, because, one, it got through you. But now it's going through a bigger hole, and, wow, it can't even get through there. Now, how does it get through you? You see what I'm saying? There's this other part here. But now with the water hitting it and it sit there for a minute, you know, it mature in itself and it'll start to flow on through. But it's like, dang, whatever I just ate, I don't need to be eating that. You see what I'm saying? Because that's letting you know your body's always talking to you. Your body's saying, if it's floating, you're good. But if it ain't floating, something ain't right. But you're going to keep eating this? All right, fine. I'm going to show you something else. And so your body going to keep talking to you, keep talking to you. Well, I see these people in there every day. So when I see people walking here, they might have to, you know, and I'm not dissing us. I just know that this is what we go through. Some of us might have a leg hurt, arm hurt, whatever. And I can see it from how they're walking. And it's not saying I'm a know-it-all. I'm going to know these things because I want to take care of ourselves so much that I will pay attention to how you're taking care of yourself. And it'll be like, is it helpful? I can help you with anything. Maybe it could be your foot or your arm or your leg that I see you're hurting with right now. You might have even not even known that maybe I could just press on your leg a little bit, and now you don't have to walk like that anymore. You just give me that few seconds with you. You know what I'm saying? You got to open up, though, in order for me to do that. And if you're not open enough to do that, that's when I just back off and let you do you, because I already know. I'm not here to be the teacher. We all facilitate in certain ways. You might have something really good, something really quick that can help somebody in an instant. But because you didn't say anything, Peter Parker, that's like having that man run, do the little robbery. All right, ain't my robbery. I mean, I ain't got to stop him. And you're like, okay, you didn't stop him, but now he ran out there and killed your uncle. Oh, shoot, he done killed my uncle. Now you're pissed off. But you're pissed off at something that you saw that was in the present you just did nothing about. And so you're going to wait till it becomes your past to now be mad and regretful for it. We do this in all type of multi-level movies or life, when we call it movies. That's why they put it there so you can pay attention to it. Since you're not paying attention to it, here, let me see if you numbed out still. Oh, yeah, that person's still numbed out. They ain't see nothing. They into themselves so much they can't even see themselves. That's how the images are becoming now. That's why it's important to learn the zodiac. You're using 12 inches to your foot. That's still 12 different zodiacs on your foot. And you wouldn't know that. And I'm not saying I'm mad at you. I'm mad at myself for me not knowing that stuff. You know? Yet, I don't stay mad at myself. I let that go too. Because it's just like breath. I can't hold on to it. I can get it. I can hold it. And pretty soon I'm going to have to release it. Can't just hold on to everything, you know. So it's a process of what we have to do. We have to start eating this as a forward and a backward. Start saying, okay, let me learn little by little. I ain't got to be overwhelmed by this. However, if you know 13 moon cycles, each one of us are sharing a month. How did it become 13 moons in there with 12 months? Something don't add up. How is it that you call yourself every birthday is a year to you when that's 9 months? That's not a birth. That's not every year. There's certain things that we're speaking of that's constantly keeping us in this remembrance, but a remembrance of how ignorant we could be if we don't see it. So now we really do got to look at some stuff. This joint is talking about this book is a book of the beginnings, and it got what we call the Dendera. and they call it Dendera or Dendera. Now, of course, you hear the word den, the lion's den, walked in the den, David walked in the den, an ape, and, you know, then he walked back out or whatever after, of course, he didn't get eaten. Now, this is a concept. Now, of course, he walked in the den, his age is at 8, as David. And now, he, when he comes back out, he's Daniel. That's kneeling with the day. When you kneel with the day, you're a denial or denial connection. You're a daemon in denial. If you don't see it, it's the rivers. The Euphrates, Euphrates and Tigris. So when we're connected by, saying, the Mississippi River, we're knowing both sides of our intellect, just like how the world is a zodiac. Now that we can see that as David, you can use the same thing as eight being the eighth house, being Scorpio. So learning the eighth house and walking back out of the daytime, you know what I mean? If you walked in at 8 p.m., you know what I mean, or 8 a.m., and you walk back out and it turned dark, it's still a point where you probably had to kneel at one point. So this day, David, or divider, went in and saw these lions, and the lions represents a five being in there, but they're four-legged animals, so still four and five aspect. We can use these numbers. We can use the zodiac. There's so much to really reread these things, and it don't have to be the same way you read it the first time you saw it. So that's why this can be now reprogrammed for yourself. When Jack and Jill went up the hill, who is Jack? Was Jack a new Jack or old Jack? And then was it Jack's son or Jack being a 10? You know what I mean? And what was Jill? Jill had to be 9 if Jack is 10, because Jack is after, not before. Now, if they made Jill 11, she would be the messenger. But we're getting the message from Jack. So we're getting jacked up in so many ways that if you didn't see Jack and Jill society, then this is why you're playing that program. So if we go into my eye, like this, a book of the beginnings, we see that Ephraim belonged to the AF, sun, A-F-R-I-M. It belonged to the AF sun that's crossed the waters of the underworld. The two figures that would be the red sun, Atum, A-T-U-M, and Ma, M-A. This is why you get Atum-Ma, right? And then you get also Tumor, Tumor, right? Also, you can hear the word mourn when you pass away. So this is also Ma'at, Amuta, Mata, Mother, all right? So the goddess of the two truths. Ma'atsu, or Rishon, is the ancient name the Hebrew divinity said to signify the primary being. Res, R-E-S, means the absolute, and to signify the primary being. Absolute, and the un is being, what's the word, U-N, or Shu, or Shui, S-H-U-I, is light and shade. The sign that there is the feather of Ma, which we connect to Ma, we know Ma'at, the truth, with two aspects. Ma'at denotes the two truths. This is from Gerald Massey. Who wrote this? You know what I mean? All right, so anyway. Thus, Matsu, Rishon, is the absolute being as divinity of the dual truth, signified by the feather of Ma, who is the solar cult, is created with Adani or Atum. Now, what I did was I gave you a picture, and in that picture, it's showing a woman like basically having a rainbow over her head. And I'm like, yo, she actually giving us the zodiac. And it's showing you why the seven chakras, seven rainbows, the split of the five into the four, right? The split of the five into the four. Now, what I mean is, okay, so from 5 to 7 is how we got the connection. But it's from 4 base corners, right? But your body parts are expressing all your energy. So you're on a four base corner expressing five types of energy, which makes you a nine altogether. However, the symmetry is only going to come to its highest point from six on the Star David, right, going in the den, to now coming out. But when he come out, he already knows his shade that he was in. So he got to come out the shade. So now he has to relate to the mound he's in, right? Coming out is like basically saying the symbolic two truths. You come out of you knowing yourself as David. Now that you learned this acquired knowledge, you Daniel. So now you knew how it was to kneel down in front of these lions and not get eaten up. Knew that you didn't need to pray on them because they could, like, they could pray on you. So now you need to meditate with them, be a median in between. Be like, no, I ain't here for that. I'm fasting right now. You know what I'm saying? My teeth ain't made yet, and I got to put some fire on. I can't even eat you if I want to do that. I got to cook, you know. So the whole idea of this congregating connection, communion with the animal, anthropomorphic, stepping out of the animal, the beast, the belly, and now coming out from earth, you know, a new aspect of you being yourself, a new shed to yourself. So this is why we see this other way of atom, you know, the atmosphere. All right. So it was denied that there was any female to the Hebrew deity nature. See how that worked? So when you think about Hebrew, is Hebrew, but Hebrew by Hebrew. And you wouldn't know about Hebrew because they made her a witch, right? When her brew stuff. So they made it a he who brew stuff. That's where you get brew and Brutus and Britannia or Britain, Britain, Brutus. All right, so no Beltis. It had been said to the Hebrew Baal, B-A-A-L, but that was implied in the Shekinah and in the Ark of the Tabernacle. What is the same symbol as the Ark of the Tabernacle of Ishtar or Beltis, the Baris of Isis, or any other form of the Creatoress. The Hebrew imagery began Egyptian symbolism will tell us more than the written and often rewritten letter of the reword of the word. The word of Israel we read made Beth for the Asherah, and that's Asherah. The word Beth rendered hangings in houses in the margin, in the house. Wait a minute, I'll say it again. The word Beth rendered hangings is house in the margin. The Asherah, read by the Egyptian, is the A-S-E, Asir, and now Asira, A-H, is the house, and Asir, the tamarisk, a form of the evergreen tree in Hebrew, the Eshel, E-S-H-E-L. According to Furis, is a tamarisk, which is a king. No, which is Osiris and Asar, Isis and Osiris. All right, so thus the issue is the Egyptian Asuru. Neither by the versions, not interpreters, have identified this special tree. The Asira is the treehouse, the grove of translators presented to view in the Assyrian Asherah. It was in a thicket of tamarisk, as described by Plutarch, that the floating ark of the child Osiris was caught, and the tamarisk grew up into a large and beautiful tree, enclosing the child in the heart of it, and the tree became a post or pillar in the palace of the Phoenician Malkarthos and Astarte or Seos, which is in Genesis. Asherah is the house of Osiris. The son Ar or As, A-R, or IAS or ISIS, the house being typified in the instance by a tree. The tree house was the compound symbol of the genetrics, who was the abode. The tree being one type of the dwelling, the tree house corresponded to the duality of the nature of the great mother, whose name in the plural is Asheroth. It is how you get many names changed up. Asheroth, mm-hmm. That's where you get the word Easter also. So Asheroth, Asherah, was known as a Phoenician goddess, whose image was a tree or pillar, may be hinted in the meaning as Asherah, about which much further information has to be deducted. Here it is pointed out that Asherah is a Phoenician development of the name Asar. In relation to the goddess Asherah, the name Asar already contained the tree and house personated by Isis. Ar is the son of As or Hes. Well, we say his all the time. We don't know his, just like the snake. His is a snake, but is also connected to the ass. So we have Cleo, Leo, Patra. So there's name plays that also give us, you know, this true meaning of value. All right, so the tree of Isis was the ash, Persia. The Persia tree of life and her child. Oh, shoot.
Okay.
As Asar is the son of the ash or the house, long before the mother was designated Asherah. The Beth rendered hanging as the tent of the nomad, the Ahal, A-H. Get that. I see your son. A-H-A-L. Now, these are glyphs that's written in Hebrew. So I'm not giving you anything that I'm coming up with and saying, oh, I'm just trying to be better. No, it's just what's around me that helped me help surround myself with the better enlightenment of thinking. So that way I can say, okay, I'm not ignorant, because it's not coming from me. It's coming from our universe. It's giving us these stories, right? So an early form of the habitation or hall, H-A-L-L. So when we say judgment hall, that is not judgment hall. We've been judging each other, and that's the wrong thing to do. But they're saying this name that we went from, Asar, is the connection of how he saw himself, not how you judge others. And because we're doing that, you know, I'll define myself, right? And then someone else will say, nope, that definition is wrong. You'd be like, hold on. I just defined myself. How you going to change up what I just defined? So this word, okay, so now your habitation or hall. Now, is the house dwelling stable. That's why when Jesus was sitting at the table, he wasn't sitting with 11 disciples. He was sitting with how many?
12.
Yes, 12 disciples. That's what the representation of the moons, not men, menstruation, menstruation. So we were guidance to this reality of feminine energy being divine once we knew our masculine. Why do we have long hair? Why do we have shepherd hair? Why do men wear long hair as a beard? Why do you think they want us to cut it off? Why do you think they want to call you barbers or berbers or barbarians or go to the club or hit somebody upside the head, get the numbers and take her to the cave and now do the animal thing, be a beast, do the green thing with envy, make it a dollar bill, doll her with a dollar. This is a habitat and a hall. So we got Masonic Hall, we got the Mess Hall, all that come out. Was you militia? Were you military? Or are you just doing it humbly? You got a hall as Masonically, Is it connected to you, connected to the tree? This is why we're listening to this now. This is why we learn about the firmament. This is why it's called the Kanga or Kananga tree, the firmament tree. This is a tree of life. We've seen it as the Kabbalah. They're going to change it and made it so many other names, but it's still the mother and the father and how we connect it to the root. If we look at this tree right now, are we really looking at the end of the tree? Because that's what it sounds like. Is that its root? We got the trunk, we got the tree stems and all of that. How about what's under the ground? Isn't that bigger and longer and thicker and more than what we're seeing right now?
And the most important.
What? Come on. The hidden is always the most important. The Egyptian were beyond the tent. A-L, right? Is A-L the same thing as A-R? Now, this is what I said a long time. When I spoke up here, I was talking about the Asians. When they say A-R, it sounds like A-L. So they say R, R. They say it like it's, oh, that's the same letter? No. Yes. A-L, A-R is the child. Okay. Now, if we render the Ahal, the habitation of the child, it will show of how the same word can signify people. Okay. Race, family, as the, now, of course, this word is written in the language, the Ahal people of Joseph, the child, plural, children of the Ah, A-H, as the tent, those who were nomads. Ahlah, a symbolical name for Samaria, likewise means the tent. Allah, A-L-A-H, is a goddess. I'm going to say that two more times. A-L-A-H is a goddess. One more time. A-L-A-H is a goddess. Now, when someone added another L, it changes things. So when one says, oh, it's masculine, how did we know yet? Did someone show us where it was feminine first before it became masculine? Or has it been always masculine? We didn't know where the feminine started at. Yet nature shows us and offers us feminine in order for us to have masculine. It's a provider. We now are as man wanting to provide for woman, but now we see obviously we cannot. She has to do the provide, the provision. She has to put an improvision. She has to be the Wanda. They even got it, Wanda Vision, out right now. This is a movie. It's going from black and white to color. Why do you think they started that? Because they wanted everybody to be colorblind first. Let me go on back to the beginning of the stage where you didn't have a radio. And you didn't have none of this. You know?
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff been staged for her to have what she wants. But if she don't realize she got it already, she's going to always want it. Out of all those monsters, did I say I want up there? Any affirmation says I want in it? No. Is there any of them saying I need up there? No. So when it becomes, just like Capricorn represents I use. I don't know if I said that one, but I make sure I'm saying it now. I use. So if you know what you're using, that's not saying you're needing it or you're wanting it. You already know how to use it. And how would you already know if you didn't know Aquarius already? The Aquarius is I know. So you have to go into your body first before you can say you have a body. And where's your body at? Where is it? Your head? Is it where your heart is at? Is it in your hips? All of these are fire connections. So anyway, Allah is a goddess, the habitation of the child. See how this works? See, we ain't even got started, and somehow we done got backwards. Well, you got a natal cake in front of you. You're getting ready to eat it like a bird or a chicken coming out of the egg coming out of it, and you're going to do it like it's Easter. You're going to chase these eggs around, which is rabbit droppings, like bird droppings, and we're eating it like as if it's eggs. It's not. Two different things.
but we keep replaying the stuff that don't make sense to us. It's a leg hunt. They got Chip and Dale. They got the bugs like Easter Bunny. And you got Burr Rabbit, Peter Rabbit. All this about another perverted Peter coming back out again. And we got to do this all over again like we're foolish. And since 90% is doing it, go ahead and do it. You look wrong if you don't. So anyway, the Allah tree, whichever species, is the same umbilically as the Ashel, A-S-H-E-L, symbolically. Thus, the Hebrew goddess Allah is one with Asherah. The tabernacle is Beth. Now, stop right here for a second. Beth. Beth, and then you hear Bethel. See, my grandma's name is Bessie. That's why I'd be like, yo, this stuff is just way too deep right now. And then they call a woman a Jezebel. How do you really change the B and the Beth and first now make Macbeth? This is all a Highlander thing. Cutting off the head, wanting to cut it off like it's the werewolf, underworld thing. The She-Lepus, the Lilas, the whole idea of even with the Siren, Medusa, all that's there. It's like, this is the replayed story. And we're going to keep replaying Sarah Bartman with the big hips and the over-grotesque, as if it was, hit breast when she was giving milk to her child and her hips. Because to have that child, she had to have at least enough body weight in order for the child to exist. So there's so many things that from, oh, that's unnatural to have it in water, then you going to the doctor and laying on your back to get that stuff in you just so you can have a baby. So much unnatural things that we're doing, and we don't see that. We need to tap back into some nature and maybe find out why that this word Bethel, because this is where the house of the Beth, manger, Jesus came out of. Why did the 10th house become a whole reason why this story is still in front of you? I just didn't have to say it to you with zodiac signs. Beth, so also, is the N word of what they call ephod. Now, ephod is, oh, that's in the Book of Psalms. All right, so the Beth is elsewhere, the palace of the king, the divine house. Okay, here we go. Now, B-U with a T, but, and P-E-H-T, pet, is where you get pet. It's a deity named pet. And also here you get the other deity, Ptah. It's all right there. In Egyptian palace, denote of the uterus. So, butt and pet. You hear butt, you already could think is the back part of yourself. And pet, that might as well be the front side of yourself. You know what I mean? In Egyptian, denotes the uterus. In Hebrew, beten, B-E-T-E-N, is the womb or inside. Clement, just a curious rendering of the meaning of Debotha, the ark, as one instead of one in all places. Now, this is a quote saying, one instead of one in all places. Now, that was the whole reason why we had to make the dollar bill the one. So you wouldn't think one in all places, yet you see the one on the dollar bill. This is the Egyptian Thebes to be responsible for. It is the representative symbol and is assured responsible for representing the female nature of the Hebrew deity. The Egyptian built their baris of the gum acacia tree, the tree of Kim, the tree of life. The name of it is Kama or Kamei, and Ka is male. Mei is sperm, whence the word gum. The Hebrew ark was built of the same wood. In hieroglyphics, the acacia is ash. In Hebrew, shittah, answers to ashtar. The acacia wood of the ark, ta, or boat. The shittah was made in the Egyptian ark, chest, box, sarcophagus, a symbol of the most mystical secret and halo nature, the image in the womb and the tomb. These are the two pillars that Moses came down with. Now, I know this might sound far-fetched. It's just that you've been retold this story so many times that you can hear from everything. We are told that the Ark of Testimony, here it go, contained a pot of manna. Now, manna, what I'm learning now in the shamanistic approach, if you look at they got Shaman King out there as a cartoon, but it's still good. Now, it's on Netflix, still kind of like, you know, how you figure out, you got to figure out for yourself anyway, about the Oversoul. And you have, if you have enough mana, that's like someone who tapped into the necromancy of themselves, learning their death of themselves. Like, there's some things that you are hiding amongst yourself. And because you choose to hide it, no one else don't need to see it. Until you start facing it, you're going to have to face it and then fix it, not just keep running around with it. Because what you're doing is you're creating demons around you. And these demons start to demonstrate how you act. Yes, you are responsible. You think you're not because you're speaking to the mass of us. But because that's why you're responsible. Like, I might be speaking right now, and you're like, oh, okay, it is for what it is, or it ain't for what it ain't. These are called testaments. We testimony ourselves. That's how our man became testicles to these thoughts. This is why it became the book being two bulls, calling it Bible. So in the Abel and Cain, these are why we've been speaking to Cain and Abel, like you're able to do it and you can do it. But it's also created through magic. So your spelling words are really how you're doing. So you're spilling out words. So just be mindful, just like how we were doing with the zodiac signs, learning your mantras, how powerful their influence, just as much as you thinking A and B, but you also can see a C come out of it. So you don't want to see it all the time the right way that turn wrong. You got to see what three lefts end up doing to you, three rights end up doing to you. So this is how we end up finding out, by your mana and the rod that blossoms. This rod or staff is the metta. It was the metta or Moab that was broken with his horn, as derisively described by Jeremiah. The metta of Moses and Aaron, which swallows the serpents and caused the Red Sea to divide in twain for the passage through it. The nature of the Red Sea and serpent will be made apparent in the myths. We have now to do with the Metta, M-A-T-T-E-H, the potent of conqueror, the opposing power as typified by the serpent in the Red Sea, was sacredly preserved in the intertwining tabernacle of what they call Jah or Yah. The Metta is Egyptian or Kemetic as the M-A-T-A of the hieroglyphs, which they call the phallus. That's why it's very, very important, us as men, how we're like a building. There's another reason why I sent you one of those pictures where they're showing us when we gave life back, it was like we gave the spark back. But the spark also represents SP with an arc energy. So that's the fire and the spirit put together, SP. So when we say fire, it's just like saying physical. But it's a physical kind of thing. This is why SP is spear and sphere, same thing. It just, we had to pierce through things in order to actually, you know, have some kind of existence. So with a triangle from the square makes this circle, like a Big Bang Theory aspect. So life, as we've done it, we showed us through Remesu how he gave life back to the deities to show how his life was coming from them. So we would say, okay, since I learned how I got into the X, right, I got to now learn how it's a circle on both ends and make an eight. So I got to be, you are what you eat, okay, as you are what you ate. Symbolically, them people that's showing you them plates that's in front of them, that's not food. That's where they come from. That's their destination. That's the future. It's a whole bunch of other, that's why they said we didn't write it, we drew it.
Let me get in there real quick.
So they're showing you the sun. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know we literally have 15 minutes left, and I do not want them to cut you off when you're in the middle of trying to teach a very important thing. So I want to thank the audience for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. This has been a great classroom, guys. I truly enjoyed it all throughout the whole 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? I truly, really learned something. And I love the way that these classrooms are going, Eternal. I love that, you know, really, I mean, just to sit down and to be attentive, you know, and to be, you know, really, truly learning and growing and it be effective in these classrooms, Eternal. You know, I want to say that this is growth, you know, for me and you both joining together in what it is that we give our time here to do at Enhancing Awareness Radio. So I want to thank you, brother, for being, you know, joined with me. You know, I really, really from the core of my root appreciate you so much, not for what you do, but just for the essence of who you are. So I just want to say thank you.
I just finished, bro. I mean, to be honest, I I'm still doing this, and I'm still getting hit while I'm still doing this, and it's like I could feel the defeat from it, but at the same time, it's like I also feel the glory of how it feels to still know that I'm doing the right thing versus people saying, no, you're doing the wrong thing. Or, why don't you just stop? You know, because now you're confusing people. I know you're confusing people. Well, a lot of us are still doing that, and we're used to, why don't you just lay down like everybody else? How about you get up and not just lay down anymore? You know what I mean? So it's a lot of the frustration can be, you know, there. At the same time, I'm glad I know how to ground myself and hit these drums. And because I looked at that's another thing. I looked at what's my brother, the saxophone player. What's his name? Dizzy Gillespie? No, who is it? I can't think of it right now. Anyway, this he'll come to me soon. He basically was put Miles Davis. He put this energy out, right? But collectively, he wanted to say something. And it was expressed through his ups and downs and how Popo grabbed him. And he was never the same as a magician, you know, a musician and then a magician in his own self, you know. And his funk, his expression came through his women and how the women help him express himself more. And first he wanted a record, you know, but he wanted a record with his face up there of his, you know, his work. But then he wanted a woman up there. But then, you know, and then the more we're seeing these things, this is why we're starting to see that we're learning from us. And the more you want to learn from us, you'll find out there's more to learn from us. But the more you don't want to learn from us, then, yeah, you can find out from other stuff, too. That's no problem. That's why I showed you one of those glyphs is one of the brothers, he got the light coming from the ground up. But it's basically the electricity and the energy and the kundalini and the serpent and how that works, the waves and rays, how we not just raising children, we got rising in our children. They rise by energy. So it's our point that ever any moment given should be for that. You know what I mean? And because of that, that's what helps me say, okay, you know what? I'm going to just keep going because it's not even for me. I already know it's for me, but it's not for me. So I know that there's a bigger step here. There's a bigger footprint that's getting ready to show. And it's not going to be because I was in the way. It was because I moved my little ego out the way and kept the stuff going because it's not going to be for me. It's going to be for those who already need to know this. And it took the time to say, I'm going to sit up here and listen to this brother today because I ain't going nowhere. Everything I've been doing, it still ain't working. So I'm not saying what you're doing is not working. It has ability to work. That's how much you're into it, into a nowness right now. That's why you're present. It's just that we have the ability to say it could work better or it could not be working. And that's why this is important. That's why I would go up here and speak like I'm speaking, especially for you and me, what we're doing. We dedicated this. I'm not getting paid in this aspect. I'm not saying that you're getting paid the way you're thinking you're getting paid. The way we are getting this big back out is that is the reciprocal. That's the payment. That's the, man, I finally got to express myself. Like, when I get off of here, I'm going to go back to, I'm going to do whatever I was doing. So it's like, we're on the stage, we're off a stage, we're behind the stage. When I said someone have a gun and they shot somebody, do they really realize who they shot? Are they going to take care of their family because they shot that person?
Oh, they wanted to sell drugs. Oh, so they went from selling the drugs, grabbing a gun, shooting this person because this person robbed this person, and then realized, oh, I shot this person instead of that person. And now you got to deal with it. On stage, off stage, it's all around stages. So do you really want to do all of that, or you want to live in the nature, the natural way you should be? Live naturally.
The natural way.
I would say that.
To the listeners and to our youth who may find this and that's listening, guys, I want to let you know, if you want to get something that you and your brothers love to do, you know, you and your friends, you know, you might have a young brother that y'all love to do something. Get with your young brother. And I got chills as I'm talking, y'all. Get with your brother, you know what I'm saying, and do something consistently every weekend at 9 a.m. You know what I'm saying? And make that your thing that you and your best friend do, or you and your brother do, or you and your cousin may do. You know, if there's something that you love and y'all both are good at it, make it consistent. That's all I got for you guys. So love y'all. Peace, love, and light, even for my darkness. As Auntie LJ says, which she is still loved here at Enhancing Awareness Radio. And till next time, guys, join us tomorrow for Spiritual Soul Sunday. Tomorrow in the classroom, not the classroom, tomorrow for Spiritual Soul Sunday, we have, what is this, April? We have, who were the Giants? Oh, my God. Okay. Who were the Giants? I don't have any commentary on it, any research or nothing. I just got the title, Eternal. That's all I got. Who are the Giants? So that's tomorrow, guys.
We got plenty right there. We got plenty. You're not. We're going to find out.
find out. All right, guys. Eternal, take us out.
All right, so you are energy. As energy be, we are a collective. So if you can find your collective, use that as what we call synergy. That's resourcing your energy more resourceful versus just taking the sources. Now, of course, there's a recourse to all your sources. So now, is it resourceful each one of us to have different types of resources? Now that's resourceful. There's this way that we call it group effort. And we have to have a group effort and a group awareness for the group effort in order to move the group. Now, of course, that's by grouping up. So finding those that help you become more of a groupy feeling, you got to get into where your higher innovation, as much as your dark, is how do you enlighten yourself, get around fires and speak what's adamant about self, and how is it in the collective that that collective mind speaks. If you can find any kind of unified theory, work on it. That's where the profound truth is at. Grab a drum or grab a little harmonica or something that you can play and have this connection with other people. Once that come out, now you can see, are they really as open-minded as the music that they play? Are they how they talk on into the music? These are all communications. There's so many ways your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, and your eyes, ears, your nose, and your mouth are connected to where your fear isn't as fearful as we think it has to be. Learn all the fears that there are, fire, earth, air, and rain, in your elements of solid, liquid, and gas. That's why it's a square, a triangle, and a circle. You're learning your formula and how you formulate with other people. If not, you haven't used your own chemical makeup before you start making yourself up to go out the door. If you're not natural at what you're feeling in the first place, it all it was a makeup. I give thanks to all of y'all. For us, time is an illusion. Until you see it, it'll be knit backwards. I say, give thanks, respect.